In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the second parak of Masech the Kinim. And yesterday's Mishnah, we learned the principle that if we have multiple Kinei Chova, different collections, and one bird flew from one collection to another and got mixed with the other collection of Kinei Stuma, then we said it makes pasul a bird from its origin, meaning where it was its original native collection, and also a bird becomes considered invalid in its destination, meaning the collection of birds that it got mixed in. So Mishnah now brings a more elaborate case. It says as follows: Laze, lazo echad, lazo shtayim, velazo shalosh, velazo arba, velazo chamesh, velazo shesh, velazo sheva. So now we're dealing with a group of seven women. Each brought a different numbering of a number of kinei stuma. One brought one, one brought two, three, four, five, six, seven. And the Mishnah says, "Parach min harishona l'shnia, l'shnia l'revit, revit, then the chamishit, then the shishit, shvit v'chazar." So a bird initially flew from the collection of one to two, meaning collection of one pair to two pairs. Then a bird flew from the two to three, three to four, four to five, five to six, six to seven. And then a bird flew from the collection of seven back to the six. Another bird flew from six to five, five to four, four to three, three to two, back to one. So at the end result is everyone has the same number of birds as they originally brought. However, we have lots of concerns here because we've had lots of different flights. So the Mishnah explains that pasul lechad b'chalichato v'chad b'chizarato. As we've learned, for every flight of a bird, it makes pasul a bird from its origin and a bird in its destination. So that is why harishona v'ashnia ein lahem klum. The collection of one pair and collection of two pairs, well, they have no birds that can be offered. So that is because if you look at the collection of two in the diagrams, you can see there have been four flights. A flight in and out, and on the way back, a flight in and out. That's why all four birds become parcel. So from each collection, we're going to invalidate four birds, or I should say two pairs, except for the seventh, which we'll get to in a moment, and also the first, because there's only two birds. So Mishnah says, Hashlishit yeshlehem echad, because two pairs are considered parcel, only have one pair left. Haravit yeshlehem shtein, they've only got two pairs remaining. The chamishit, the fifth, has yeshla shalosh, only three remaining. The shishit yeshlehem yeshla arba, and the sixth only has four left. The Hashvit, however, the Shvit, the seventh, the group of seven kinim, only lose one pair. That is because there was only one flight in and one flight out. So we've already explained this principle in yesterday's Mishnah, looking at a collection of two pairs of birds. However, let's just go over it one more time, just to make it clear. So let's take the perspective of the, let's look at the, as we have in our diagrams, a collection of two, three, and four next to each other. That's like the neighborhood, if you like. And if we start from the neighboring pairs, if they all offered their own korbanot, so they offered two olot, two chataot, then the pair in the middle wouldn't be able to offer any more than really another pair, only one pair of birds. Why is that? That is out of concern that, using the example in the diagram, that the birds that were native to the collection of three, that flew to the neighboring birds, were, for example, offered as sin offerings. That's the case. The owner of the now that has a collection of three birds in front of them cannot offer more than one chatat, because if they do, as shown in the diagram, they could run the risk of offering five chataot from their original three pairs of birds, which again they're not allowed to do. They can only really offer a maximum of three. So that's looking at it from that perspective. If, however, let's take the perspective of the person who has a collection of three in front of them. If they offer more than a pair of birds, as we have in this example, let's say they offer three sin offerings and one olah. In that situation, then it would make their remaining birds that are in the neighboring kinim olot. And now you have a mixture of olah and kinei chova, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah and also the day before. Once you have a mixture of olah and a kenstuma, you're severely restricted in terms of the number of birds one can offer. The next diagram shows also an example if we just let her offer two of her two pairs, as two olot and two chataot. Well, that again runs a risk of her native birds being in the foreign in the foreign mixtures. And once a bird is offered in the foreign mixtures, let's say a foreign mixture offers one olah and the other one and the other mixture of two a chatat, then you'd have a mix. And since it's a possibility that those two birds were the remaining birds from the original from their collection of three, then you've got a mixture once again of a olah with kinei stuma and a chatat with kinei stuma. What's interesting here, based on the logic we provided in yesterday's Mishnah, the reason why it made invalid a bird in its flight and a bird in its return, in a single flight makes pasul a bird in its destination and in its origin, is out of concern of what both parties might be doing. What's interesting in this case is that the end result is that the all birds from the collection the, in front of the collection of two kinim, two pairs, are considered invalid. So that really you may think that the person with a collection of three pairs in front of them can now offer more, because the person from the collection of two can't offer any birds whatsoever. So there's no real concern of offering too many birds from either's from the mixture of between the two birds that potentially could have occurred. Nonetheless, the Batanura explains that once the gzeirah made this gzeirah of being puzzle a bird due to a flight at the origin and destination, it applied in the for the collection of three also. Let's continue with the Mishnah. Parach v'chazar, if the birds do this same flight pattern again. However, it is only doing this flight pattern from the collection of three pairs of birds, not from the collection of one and two. Why? That is because, the Bartanur explains, since those ones have to be left to die, then it's considered like a chatat metot. And if one of those birds get fly into the other mixtures, according to the Bartanura, then it all have to be left to die, as we'll learn from towards the closing of this Mishnah. So therefore, in our diagrams, we show it like the Bartanura, that we're beginning from the collection of three. So a bird flies from the three to, when I'm saying three, once again, it's three pairs always. So three goes to four, four, five, five to six, six to seven, and the flight pattern goes back, meaning seven to six, six to five, five to four, and four to three. Once again, with every flight, a bird is made parcel in the origin and the destination, so therefore the result will be, looking at the next diagram, parcel echad b'chalito v'chad b'chazito, so the shlishit now and revit have nothing, ein lahem klum, as a result of the various flights. If you recall from the previous pattern, in the previous stage, I should say, the collection of four pairs had two pairs remaining, but since there's been four flights from that, again in, out, and then in, and then out again, it loses its remaining kosher birds. And the chamishit yesh lahem echad, so the fifth one has only one pair of birds remaining left, and shishit yesh lahem shteim has two, and the shvit, again, only loses one pair of birds, since it was only one flight in and one flight out, so it has five remaining. Mishnah then says, parach v'chazar, we have this flight pattern again starting from the collection of five. So five to six, six to seven, then seven to six, and six to one. So you got this one bird flew from one to the next and all the way back. Well, it's not the same bird, but we have to be concerned, because we have to be concerned it's a different bird. So Mishnah says, posel echad b'chalito v'chad b'chazirato. Once again, based on our gzeira, we say that one bird is pasul at the origin and destination as a result of each flight. So therefore, the chamish and shishit, fifth and sixth, now have nothing left that is kosher. And the shvit have arba, because once again, there was one flight in, one left flight out. In the previous stage, it had five pairs that were kosher, and now we reduce it by two birds, so it has four pairs valid. Mishnah says, however, v'yesh umrim, some say that as a result of the last flight, tashvi'it lo hifsida klum. The collection of seven doesn't lose any more birds, so only five are still, so in other words, five are still kosher, it doesn't go down to four like the previous opinion. And the rationale there is because since no other bird from all the other collections can be offered, it doesn't need to make pasul, there's no concern about the consequences of other birds being offered, which was really the basis of which a bird was becoming pasul in the origin and destination. However, the first opinion, however, says once you have a gzeira, once there's a decree such that one is pasul in the flight forward and backwards, it would even apply to the collection of seven. Mishnah, however, adds now, Vim parach mibein hametot lekulam harei kulam yamotu. If, however, a bird flew from chatat metot, one of the types of, again, according to Rosh, this refers now to one of the, for example, a sin offering, bird offering, that the owner passed away, and flew amongst them, they'd all have to be left to die as a result of chatat metot being mixed up with other birds. Mishnah, let's now look at Mishnah 4, the Mishnah Dalet. Ken stuma v'ken mufureshet. So now we have a kenstuma. Again, the birds have not yet been designated. And a kemer foreshet means a pair of birds at a time of purchase, one designated, which is olam, which is a chatat. Mishnah says, parach mina stuma le mefureshet. If one of the birds from the stuma flies against, mixed up with a mefureshet, and as a result of flying amongst them, the birds got mixed up such you do not know which is a chatat, which is a ola, and which was that, which is a foreign bird, then Mishnah says, yikach zug lasheni. In that situation, all those birds have to be left to die, and you have to buy a replacement to partner with the remaining one from the original Ken Stuma. Interesting here, the Yair Kino explains, how is it that the Chatat and Ola from the Kemel Freshet, one knew where they were, and as soon as this other bird came in and mixed it up? So it suggests maybe there was a bird like a cage, a bird that was circular, that has that had three compartments in it, and the owner knew that the one and the bird on the left side of the empty compartment was Ola, and the bird on the right side was a Chatat. But as soon as a foreign bird flew into the empty compartment and it spun around, if you like, we now the person who owned this Kenes Meforeshet doesn't know which is Chatat or Ola. A Mishnah says, Chazar, if one of those birds from the ones that were meant to be left to die from that collection of three now flew back to the Ken Stuma, or the remaining bird from the Ken Stuma, or Parach Minam Mufreshet Rishon, or let's go to the original case, that we're starting with a Ken Mufreshet and a Ken Stuma, and one of the birds from the Ken Mufreshet flew and got mixed up with the Ken Stuma, but unfortunately, as a result of flying, we don't know if it was a Chatat or Ola. In all those situations, we say now they all have to be left to die, because in the first of the two cases, when you say Chazar, we've got a mixture of a Chatat Metot and a single bird from a Ken Stuma. And in the final case, when you have one of the Ken Meforeshet flying out, and you don't know if it's a Chatat or Ola, it's effectively now a mixture, in the sense that the remaining bird of Ken Meforeshet you can offer, you don't know if it's a Chatat or Ola. And none of the birds from the mixture now of three, with one of the birds from the Ken Meforeshet and the Ken Stuma, can be offered, because again, you might take one of the original birds from the Kemel Freshet, and since you don't know if it's meant to be offered as a Chatat or Ola, it cannot be offered. Those are the Mishnah today.